Nothing says Christmas to me more than snowmen, hot chocolate, and hypostatic union. I'll explain. Just roll the music. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. Now that we're in the middle of the Christmas season, maybe you've got some parties to go to, presents to get, and hopefully some sugar cookies to eat. And in the middle of all that fun stuff, who wouldn't want to dive into some deeply technical theological terminology? Am I right? Now that's what we're doing today. And trust me, this phrase we're learning about has a lot more to do with Christmas than the trees or the cookies. So let's get into it. Our Devo is called He Moved to Our Neighborhood by Samir El-Hash. One of the greatest mysteries for the church to comprehend is the nature of Jesus. In the incarnation, that is, the event in which God became human, something happened that theologians called the hypostatic union. This refers to the union of two natures in one person. Jesus is 100% human and 100% divine. He is fully human and fully God. To save the world, God did not simply appear from heaven and announce what was going to be done. But in Jesus, the only begotten Son of the Father, God was born into the world like any other human being. If you read the account of Jesus' birth in Matthew's Gospel, you'll notice that the author presents Jesus as the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us, Matthew writes that in chapter 1, verse 23. It's as if Matthew is saying, this child who has been born in Bethlehem, he is human, but he is also God. One thing that the event of the incarnation teaches us is that God planned, decided, and executed the project of drawing near to human beings in Jesus. It's as if Jesus moved to our neighborhood. And when Jesus died and rose again, he broke down the wall that separated us from God. You can read about that in Matthew 27, verses 50 and 51, and Ephesians chapter 2, verses 11 through 18. In this way, God drew near to human beings, and he made the way for us to draw near to him as he calls us to himself. Today, if we put our trust in Jesus, we can say that he is close to us, not only when we are aware that we need him, but always. In Matthew 28:20, Jesus says to his followers, "Surely, I am with you always to the very end of the age." From the beginning to the end of his gospel, Matthew is trying to communicate something to us. God is with us in Jesus. In this week of Advent, when we await the birth and coming of our Lord Jesus, let us remember that in the midst of feasts and loneliness, gifts, sorrows, banquets, and need, Jesus is our eternal companion. God never abandons us. Let's pray this together. Jesus, thank you for being Emmanuel, God living with us. Thank you for dying for our sins so we could be in your eternal company. You are with us at all times, and you never abandon us. Today, help us notice and rest in your company in our lives. Amen. Okay, let's dig into this devotion a little deeper. Have you ever thought about how Jesus became human because he loves you and wants to be with you? How does this make you feel? Is it hard to believe that it's true? You can always ask God to help you know for sure that what he says about himself and about you is true. Read about that in Ephesians 3, verses 14 through 21. Now, as you and I can read in Matthew 1, 23, "And they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. And dig deeper in your Bible for more. In Matthew 1, verses 18 through 25, John 1, 1 through 18, in John 3, verses 16 and 17, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. And do you have younger siblings who might like something like Unlocked, but written just for them? Well, if so, check out the Keys for Kids devotionals at keysforkids.org. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. Why the advice, be true to yourself, is a lot trickier than it sounds. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.